GitHub probes unauthorized access to internal repos, CZ Urges API Key Rotation GitHub said on May 20, 2026, that it is investigating unauthorized access to its internal repositories. The company stated there is currently no evidence of impact to customer data stored outside of GitHub's own systems, according to a Cointelegraph alert posted at 01:00 UTC. Within minutes, Binance founder Changpeng Zhao posted a warning telling developers to recheck any API keys committed to source code, including private repositories, and rotate them now. GitHub's disclosure, GitHub's statement, as relayed by Cointelegraph, has two components. First, an active investigation into unauthorized access to internal company repositories. Second, an early read that customer code and data held on user-controlled GitHub repos has not been touched. The company has not published technical detail on the access vector, the time window, or which internal repos are in scope. That framing matters. Internal repositories is GitHub's own code and infrastructure config, not the hundreds of millions of customer repos hosted on the platform. The two are stored differently, and access paths differ. But the gap between no evidence yet and no impact is wide, and in past incidents at large code hosts, that gap closed over a period of days as forensic work caught up. CZ's case for rotating now. The reason CZ posted within 10 minutes of the GitHub alert is that the worst case is not a leak of GitHub's own source code. The worst case is leaked GitHub credentials or scanning tokens that let an attacker enumerate private repos belonging to users. If that scenario is in play, anything sitting in plain text inside a private repo becomes exposed. Cloud provider keys, database connection strings, signing keys, and, relevant for the crypto audience, exchange API keys with trading or withdrawal permissions. Exchange API keys are a common footgun. Developers paste them into a config file for a bot or a backtest. Forget the file is tracked, push to a private repo, and assume private is good enough. It usually is. It is not good enough against a host-level compromise. CZ's advice covers three actions in order: search every repo, public and private, for strings that look like API keys, secrets, or seed phrases. Rotate any key that turns up, whether or not it is currently in use. Reapply IP allow lists and withdrawal whitelists on the new keys before enabling them. The third step is the one most often skipped. Rotating a leaked key only matters if the new key is not equally exposed. Crypto context: two factors make this incident worth treating seriously. The crypto market is already risk-off. Bitcoin trades at $76,755 as of May 20, 2026, down 0.3% on the day and 5.1% on the week. Ether sits at $2,112, down 7.6% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index reads 38 in fear territory. A credentials incident landing into that backdrop is the kind of event that compounds with other selling. The second factor is the structure of the crypto developer stack. Most active builders run scripts that touch at least one exchange API, one custody provider, one RPC endpoint, and one cloud account. A single leaked secret can chain into withdrawal attempts, RPC abuse, or impersonated transactions. Self-custody users who never created an exchange API key have a smaller surface, but anyone running automated strategies or treasury tooling does not. There is no public evidence yet that any user keys have been abused as a result of this incident. The point CZ is making is preemptive. The cost of rotating is low. The cost of waiting until forensic detail is published is potentially much higher. Practical steps for developers. If you write code that touches crypto exchanges, custody, or wallets, the immediate checklist is short. Run a secret scan across your GitHub account. GitHub itself offers secret scanning and push protection. Third-party tools like TruffleHog or GitLeaks work locally without sending code anywhere. Rotate any exchange API key created before today, regardless of where it lives. Issue a fresh key. Attach the same IP and withdrawal whitelists, then revoke the old one. Move any plaintext secrets out of code and into a secrets manager or environment variables loaded at runtime. If your wallet seed phrase or private key has ever touched a Git history, treat the addresses as compromised and migrate funds to a fresh wallet. For users who do not write code, none of this requires action. Wallet seeds, exchange passwords, and 2FA codes are not affected by a GitHub investigation unless you personally stored them in a repo.